This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got to talk about Juneteenth, where the celebrations are, why we still don't have that a national holiday. We have a lot more updates on coronavirus and places where we are seeing spiking. We have Dr. Fauci say that he doesn't think we're going to need to shut down again. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We'll tell you what he's thinking there. We also say goodbye to Ian Holmes, Bilbo Baggins, and he was in Chariots of Fire. He left us at the age of 88. We have news when it comes to the vaccine. We always have news, and you know whether it's good news or bad news, I don't know. But today I think we have some good news on it. And then, of course, we're taking your questions, your comments, your calls. And we're going to have U.S. Vets represented. It's a charity in throughout the country. And we want to talk about what they do and what how you can help. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so it's Father's Day weekend coming up. It's so funny because Father's Day weekend, a lot of people kind of forget that it's like the third Sunday of the month. So everybody thought it was supposed to be last weekend. And then somebody got the memo going, no, that's not Father's Day. Father's Day is like the 21st. So even me, I always kind of mix it up. Because, you know, Father's Day for me always came on my birthday or around there. My birthday is June 16th. Yay, happy birthday to me. I still have my little hat and I'm still celebrating. But so Father's Day in my house was not as big a deal as it should have been. Because, I mean, to me, my birthday was, you know, my birthday. My birthday should be a national holiday, which it will be one day, my guess. But Father's Day, a lot of times we kind of miss the mark, people. And this is supposed to be a day where, you know, fathers look forward to. And a lot of times we really, really screwed up. And, you know, I'm not trying to insult anybody or whatever, but, you know, we need to talk honest. Okay? You know, what does the average dad really want on his Sunday? Okay, well, he wants a day off. Father's Day is on a Sunday. I think it started way back in 1910 after Mother's Day had been established. And I think her name was Miss Dodd. I have to look it up. She wanted to honor her father, who was also, I believe, a veteran, and, you know, wanted to give, you know, give dad a special day. So the big problem is when it comes to Father's Day, a lot of us, we families, we start to plan all this stuff that dad really doesn't want to do. Okay, well, barbecue. Well, we're going to have barbecue because dad likes barbecued meat. Okay, yeah, dad likes barbecued meat, but he likes to sit there and eat it in his den. He doesn't want to have to always talk to other people. And a lot of times, you know, we bring over the in-laws. You know, so we're like, okay, well, I got to invite over my dad, and I got to invite over my brothers because it's Father's Day. So meanwhile, Father's Day starts to be this big, huge barbecue with the in-laws. And how is that his day off? And then, you know, I'm guilty of this, just like a lot of women. You know, honey, I can't lift anything, and I can't clean the grill, and I can't. I know, I play the girl card. I hate setting up for a barbecue. So now my husband has all this work to do, all these chores, all these tasks for a barbecue that he doesn't even want. And then he's got to clean out the backyard, and he's got to spray it down and pick up the dog poop. What am I doing? Well, I'm starting to prepare the meat. And maybe I'm making, you know, cookies, and maybe I'm on the phone inviting as many people as possible to his Father's Day barbecue, and these are people that he doesn't even want to see. So after after doing all this, then, right, he tries to sit down and have a beer, you know, and we're like, wait a second, no, don't drink because I need you to watch your kids for a second for me, right? Then he's got to clean it all up. Who cleans up after the barbecue? Usually dad. Okay, now I need you to put all the lawn furniture back into the garage. I need you to clean this. Oh, the grill's dirty again. Can you clean the grill? Now it's 10 p.m. on Sunday night. You know, he's got to get up early for work like we all do. And his Father's Day is over. So, you know, let's kind of break down what we probably should do for Father's Day, okay? And I know this is going to be very difficult for people to hear, but I've been saying this year after year. If you really want to give Dad, okay, what he wants for Father's Day, give him some peace. Give him some peace and quiet. Let him go poop without somebody banging on the door. You know, maybe take the kids out for a few hours. Let Dad sleep in. If he doesn't want to have a party or a barbecue, fine. You know, maybe he just wants to, you know, watch a movie or porn or whatever. It's Daddy's Day. That's fine. Now, a lot of people are like, well, what do we do? Well, I got to celebrate my dad and, you know, and you got in-laws and all that. Then separate it. Do the in-laws for brunch, okay? You know, or let Daddy sleep in. You take your dad out. Enjoy Daddy Day, whatever, and then the rest of the day is all about hubby, or your partner or whatever. It happens time and time again. And then gifts. You know, so mom's like, okay, let's go buy Daddy a gift. You know, so I'm going to be doing that with my kids. You know, we're going to go shopping. And, you know, I'm thinking, okay, well, let's get him some, you know, cologne or aftershave. Guys don't want to be reminded that they have to shave every day and nick themselves. They don't want to be reminded that they stink, right? And even though they don't, guys don't like cologne. They don't. They want to smell like dudes. They don't want to smell perfumey, but we women always, you know, give them perfume. Tie. Don't buy your dad a tie, okay? You think the average man likes things around their neck? They don't. You know, yeah, they wear a tie for work, but if you're going to get him a gift, I mean, you know, get him something that you know, yeah, you know, he really wants, right? Like, you know, a certain subscription to something or, you know, maybe, you know, like some of these meat, I should be a dad. Some of these like, I don't know if it's Omaha Steaks, but some of these places where they send you steak, you know, like every month. Oh my gosh, that to me would be amazing. Or, you know, like these beers, let's say it's into beers. You know, you could get them a subscription for all these like foreign beers that are out there. And, you know, I mean, there's, you know, get him what he likes, get, you know, and it doesn't have to be something fancy. It doesn't have to be expensive. It could be a really cool Lazy Boy chair. It could be, you know, it could be, you know, some comfortable underwear or some sweatpants. All right. But, you know, just rethink it. And whatever you think he's going to want, just do the opposite. And I bet you're going to be right. It hit the mark. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And big thank you to all the daddies out there. Happy Father's Day coming up. Don't forget to tune in and give us your comments and your questions at drdahlia.com or on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia. And Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, I'm not very creative. I just kind of use the same handle for it all. So my next guest I'm very, very excited about because this is a foundation that I'm really honored to speak about because it is just, I just love veterans. I just do. And there is the Sure Bet for Homeless and At-Risk Veterans Fundraiser that is being put on by U.S. Vets. And we have Shalimar Cabrera to join us to kind of talk about a little bit about this foundation and what they do. Hi, Shalimar. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So, So first, tell us about U.S. Vets.
Yeah, U.S. Vets is, we're a national nonprofit organization, but here in Las Vegas is where this fundraiser is benefiting. And in Las Vegas, we're the largest organization providing housing and supportive services to homeless and at-risk veterans and their families. So we provide them with both temporary and permanent housing, as well as workforce development, support, life skills, therapy, counseling. We have an outreach team that visits the streets and the shelters to find homeless veterans who may not know about us, refer them into our programs. We're basically providing comprehensive services to help veterans with whatever it is that they need to address the barriers that are keeping them from maintaining permanent housing and independence.
Yeah, I think that's you know, fantastic, and you know, you touched upon something that I think a lot of people don't realize. You know, we have a huge homeless population in Nevada, in California, I think every state, you know, has seen their homeless population rise, and a good number of them are veterans. And you know, can you kind of walk us through what you're seeing most commonly is what ends up happening in terms of, you know, where somebody who comes from, you know, defending our country, sacrificing for our country, and you know, doing all that they do, come back and then end up, you know, unfortunately, you know, becoming homeless. What do you think happens? What are you seeing that happens?
Yeah, absolutely. I can share that with you, because we know right now, estimated about one in every 10 homeless adults are veterans who have served. We know that the need is greater for veterans. That's what I'm saying. Most people may not realize that, but for male veterans, they're 1.5 times more likely to become homeless than a non-veteran counterpart. And then for female veterans, it's even more staggering. It's 3.6 times more likely to become homeless than a non-veteran counterpart. And it really speaks to the difficulty in transition from military to civilian life that we have seen with some of our veterans, and that can be a combination of not having employment that, you know, matches maybe what they did in the military, and then having trouble finding that type of employment in the civilian life, and then having to go get retrained, recertified, back to school, and then be able to get, you know, full-time employment. Just underemployment and unemployment, as we've seen over the last few years, has been so difficult, you know, in general. That can also play a part. Lack of affordable housing in our communities is another issue. And then many of our veterans come back from service without a support system, which we know is crucial to helping them to transition successfully into the civilian workforce or civilian life after their military service. And that support system may be that they don't have family, or possibly family who maybe haven't fully understood the effects of that veteran service. And many of the veterans, you know, may be affected by mental health or medical issues as a result of that service. And it can be very hard for them to connect to the right support to help them. And so that's what we're here for. No matter what the reason why a veteran might become homeless, and there are many, as you said, and many that are specific to veterans, you know, we try to meet that need however we can.
That's amazing. We're talking to Shalimar Cabrera of U.S. Vets. She is the executive director of the Las Vegas, Southern Nevada area. So, you know, tell us about the Sure Bet for Homeless and At-Risk Veterans. I love that, the Sure Bet. Explain that to us.
Yeah. Yeah, we're calling our fundraiser the Sure Bet because we're raising COVID relief funds right now. You know, we have remained open as an essential service and social services, serving our homeless population since the very beginning of the pandemic. We've never closed, but we certainly have changed so many things to keep our veterans and our staff safe. And it's really requiring us to find new financial resources. So we're calling our fundraising campaign the Sure Bet because while things are uncertain right now, while many things were closing, didn't know if they'd reopen, we wanted the community to know we're still the Sure Bet for veterans. We are still here. Our doors are not closed. You know, we recognize that many veterans will be put in that financial hardship because of COVID, and so may need our services for homeless prevention even more than before COVID. So we found it really important to stay open, and although that is taking some financial toll on us, things that we haven't paid for before, and done before, we're doing completely different, all with safety in mind to not spread the virus. So we're raising COVID relief funds in that Sure Bet campaign.
And how can people donate?
Thank you. Yeah, it's an online fundraiser, so it's really easy, actually. You visit our fundraising website, which is justgiving.com/campaign, and then /TSB. So that's justgiving.com/campaign/TSB.
Yes, and I'll post that. I'll have you forward that, and I'll post that on Twitter and Facebook for you guys. Yeah, and you know, it's online fundraising. It's unfortunately, it's really limited a lot of what, you know, now with COVID and all that, it's really kind of limited a lot of the events and things we could do, you know, but and I hope I didn't interrupt you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were giving the website, and yeah, how else can people help?
Yeah, that was it. That was it. I was going to say thank you for posting that, because I know it's a hard one to remember. But you're right. You know, we couldn't put together a live fundraiser right now, which we have experience doing, because obviously people are not gathering and it wouldn't be safe to do that. But we've seen some outpouring of support even online. And so I do hope that folks will visit that website and see how they might give, because at this point, no donation is too small. Even $5 goes a long way. And the great part about it is that our wonderful partners, Credit One Bank, they're matching every dollar that we raise, so wonderful. Your donation is automatically doubled by Credit One Bank.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you who follow me on Facebook, I have a Facebook fundraiser for, it was my birthday fundraiser. We chose U.S. Vets this year as our, you know, because we just, I mean, we love them. We know so many who are, you know, at risk and need help. And, you know, that also brings up something. I had a listener ask a while back, you know, why do we not have enough support? And this isn't a question we have to answer, but this is something that does kind of plague us, where, you know, why we don't have enough support for our veterans when they do come back and, you know, after they've served and their families, to the point that many have had to, you know, turn to the streets. You know, it's you know, there's money out there. There's the VA. There's medical care. But there's just not enough support. It does take organizations like yours, like U.S. Vets, to fill in the gaps.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, we agree that nobody who has ever served in our country's military should find themselves homeless and sleeping on the streets that they fought to defend. It's a national tragedy that's still happening. There are solutions for it, and we want people to know that, too. In Southern Nevada alone, we've helped to decrease the number of homeless veterans in our community by 50% over the last 5 years. But our work is not finished until that number is zero, until the sentence doesn't include homeless and veterans together. You know, that's our goal. That's the focus of our work. And I agree with you. There should definitely be more support for our nation's heroes.
Mm-hmm. And U.S. Vets is also, it's national, right? Is it in all 50 states or are there regions?
No, we're not in all 50 states, but we are in the states that typically have the highest homeless veteran population. So we actually have 10 residential cities that we're in 5 states and Washington, D.C. So we have 3 locations in Southern California, ours in Las Vegas, Nevada, of course, 2 in Arizona, 2 in Hawaii, 1 in Houston, Texas, and 1 in Washington, D.C.
Wow. Now, here's another question. Obviously, funds are vital. When, you know, Walter Lascano, good friend of mine, you know, he's the permanent housing coordinator. Are there other ways where people could help? I mean, are there, like, rooms, you know, in houses they could offer? Or are there other ways people can help, especially for those who are a little bit short, you know, in terms of funds with everything going on?
Absolutely, yes. Monetary donations are not the only thing that supports our veterans. You know, people donate clothes and food. We don't have our donation process open right now COVID and what we're limited to do. However, we're looking forward to the day we can get back to normal and receiving donations of food, clothing, and that's casual wear as well as workforce wear, suits, ties, work shoes, socks. Right now, while things are closed, many volunteers have been donating homemade masks, which you can give to the veterans, which is so important. Yeah, so there's lots of ways to get involved with us.
Oh my gosh.
People will just find us online and check us out.
Absolutely. U.S. Vets, Shalimar Cabrera from U.S. Vets Las Vegas. Thank you so much. We can't wait to have you back. God bless.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you.
No worries. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The former Atlanta police officer charged with murdering a man in a Wendy's parking lot 1 week ago is waiving his first court appearance on Friday. Garrett Rolfe is facing nearly a dozen counts, including felony murder, in the death of Rayshard Brooks last Friday. Rolfe is accused of shooting Brooks twice in the back after Brooks stole his taser and was running. Atlanta Interim Police Chief Rodney Bryan says he's seeing an increased number of officers calling in sick.
What we are seeing is an increase in officers taking off. We don't believe that it's a coordinated effort. But as we're seeing throughout the country, police departments are feeling very challenged at this time.
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt says his state is happy to be hosting President Trump's first Make America Great Again rally since March in Tulsa. You're listening to USA Radio News. A majority of Americans say they oppose changing the name of military bases carrying the names of Confederate leaders, while another majority say they're against reparations for slavery in a new poll. The new ABC Ipsos poll says 56% of Americans are against renaming military bases that currently bear the name of Confederate leaders. Party-wise, it breaks down by 71% of Democrats support changing the names, meanwhile only 13% of Republicans do. Father's Day is Sunday, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has some highlights from a national survey about it.
More than half of the Americans surveyed who say they'll celebrate Father's Day say they'll be doing so virtually this year because of COVID-19. The National Retail Federation's annual Father's Day survey also found 77% of consumers will do something for the holiday, but 58% say they won't be doing it in person.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we say goodbye to Ian Holm, star of Lord of the Rings, Aliens, Chariots of Fire, most famous for playing Bilbo Baggins in the first Lord of the Rings trilogy. I believe that was 2000 to 2003. Or 2001 to 2002. And very versatile actor. He died in London at the age of 88. He died peacefully from what we understand in the hospital. It was Parkinson's related. And, he was, one of those actors that, made you smile and was just really, really gifted. And it's, kind of heartbreaking to see, somebody that's kind of in some of your favorite movies. And, It's not easy, especially for somebody like me as I'm getting older, you know, and just having had another birthday, to see stars who, you know, you think are going to be around with you, you know, leave and go off into, you know, another world. You know, we talk about the meaning of life a lot on the show, and you know, I've told you I figured out the meaning of life, you know, pretty easy. I figured it out last year, and it to me makes a whole lot of sense. And I think the meaning of life is it's a job interview. I think the reason why we have life and we do this is because God's watching us, and when it's time for us to meet our Maker, we have to show what we did on this earth for what he wants us to do up there, and assuming we get to be up there. So it's a job interview. So make the most out of this world. Enjoy your life, you know, because the happier you are, the better you perform, you know. But I look at it as that way, and I'm building my resume. I am building my resume for the afterlife. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Facebook says it had to take down Trump ads because they used a Nazi symbol. Now, I really think it's a far stretch. But apparently there were ads where there was a triangle, kind of like, I don't know, to me it would look like a traffic triangle. But the Anti-Defamation League said that the triangle is practically identical to that used by the Nazi regime to classify political prisoners in concentration camps. And so it looks like a red triangle. Now, and I'm not exactly sure what the red triangle was supposed to be for. I think it was supposed to be a symbol. Well, the Trump campaign said the red triangle is a symbol used by Antifa. And so I think what happened is they put that up there to kind of, you know, target them. And they have been targeted Antifa, which is a far left group that has been accused of helping stir a lot of the riots and a lot of the mayhem that happened during these peaceful protests for Black Lives Matter. And so apparently Facebook, you know, said we removed these posts and ads for violating our policy against organized hate. Our policy prohibits using a banned hate group symbol to identify political prisoners without the context that condemns or discusses the symbol. So the hate group they're referring to wasn't Antifa, but it was Nazis. So that's kind of what's going on there. A upside down red triangle. It's an inverted, you know, ad. I had family that, you know, unfortunately perished during the Holocaust and during Nazi times. I think most of us did, Christians, Jews alike, homosexuals, you know, they purged and cleansed and did, you know, huge atrocities. And they would use badges and things on uniforms. They would use, you know, ink. They would use you know, numbers. They would tattoo. They would use Yehud, you know, Jewish star, and the German word for Jewish to identify this is a Jew. I mean, it was, you know, you know, there were a lot of things, unfortunately, on these, you know, prison camp uniforms and that they used. But I mean, my concern here as, you know, a Jew, as, you know, somebody that, you know, really gets frustrated when you hear people accuse other people of Nazism is, I mean, the uniform or shall we say the, you know, the prisoner clothing and things that I guess existed during the Nazi camps. You know, one very notorious were these, you know, pajamas or these, you know, black and white, these striped, you know, pajamas or in hats. And so do we ban any stripe reference? If somebody has stripes, is that Nazism? If somebody has numbers that are black and white, do we stop using black and white numbers? You know, if somebody has a tattoo, and they go, well, you know, people in Nazi camps had a tattoo, so you have a tattoo. I mean, you know, where does it go? Where does it end? You know, and I understand, you know, you put a swastika up, or, you know, you put a yellow Jewish star, you know, you're directly trying to agitate. But, you know, I just get really, really frustrated at how, you know, people will minimize. They don't realize they're doing it. They think they're being, you know, pro American sentiment and, you know, helping the Jewish people out and, you know, being very pro, you know, whatever cause of the day. But when you accuse somebody like President Trump or President Obama or whatever of being Hitler-like, you have no idea how insulting and how heartbreaking that is to any of us that survived the Holocaust or had family members that survived the Holocaust or had family members that were completely wiped out. Most of my family was wiped out. And really, you are going to minimize and dilute the atrocity of it all by saying that a man who, you know, is you know, upset about Antifa is the same as somebody who had moms hold their infants and shot through the infant so they could kill both mom and baby with one bullet. You're really going to compare Trump or Obama or anybody, you know, really? Now, mind you, I'm always on the lookout for any sort of history repeating itself, and I will tell you if I think something looks like pre-Nazi era or, you know, something that looks like it could be something that the Nazis would have done and, you know, we're coming into a police state or things like that, I'll be the first to call it. But to when I see people compare acts that are done that are and really try to stretch it for political gain to try to you know attract a Jewish or Catholic or Christian or homosexual audience to go, you see, that's like what Hitler did. You're insulting every Jew, Catholic, Christian, African American, homosexual, anybody who was gypsy, anybody who was killed and you know, persecuted by, you know, the Nazi entity. I mean, look, we're not stupid. Okay? You know, I mean, you know, we know what happened to us. We know. And you try to say, you see, he's just, it's assuming we're ignorant. We can't be played, people. I mean, you know, when bad things happen to a group, you can't play us. So stop. You know, I'm just very, very frustrated with the way I you know, politics has taken things and you know, just completely, I mean, you know, obviously the word is politicized, but I sometimes I wish politics didn't exist. I understand politics is the root of our freedom and, you know, how we do need, you know, sides, you know, debating each other and, you know, we want to have the ability to vote and all that. But it's just some of the evil I see when people politicize certain actions and certain movements is so hurtful. And you guys need to just stop it. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you for your comments and your questions. One of you let me know that I guess in Japan, when you go on a roller coaster, you're not going to be allowed to scream because it could spread the coronavirus. Now, I got to tell you this, that we're going to see some real, real crazy new rules. I scream when I'm on a roller coaster. I don't mean to, but when I'm scared, I really get quiet, you know, so I'll scream if like I'm laughing or I'm talking or I'm, you know, whatever. And some of the scariest roller coasters, it used to be called Magic Mountain in L.A. Silmar. Is it Silmar? No. Oh, it has a V in the word. Why can't I think of it? Anyway, it used to be called Magic Mountain, and now it's called, now it's Six Flags, and those are some of the scariest roller coasters. But when I'm, like, really, really scared, I'm just quiet, and I hold my breath, and I almost pass out. That's some scary stuff where you're, like, hanging upside down, and those are some of the best roller coasters ever, man. Those are scary. I'm getting too old for that. Okay, so New York City. Their budget, I believe, is supposed to be getting slashed. They've been protested. New York City cops have some of the most dangerous beats in terms of, you know, being shot at and you know, attacked and stabbed and things like that. And so with everything that's been going on with the protests, there's been rumors that they might strike. And so I guess word on the street is July 4th would be when many of the New York cops decide to sit it out. Just like what happened kind of in Atlanta. In Atlanta, a bunch of cops had called out in protest of some of the charges against the officer, you know, that had shot Rayshon Brooks. But I don't know how many did that. We didn't really get a lot of information. The news really didn't report the numbers. But many Atlanta cops called out. And from what we understand now, the police department in Atlanta is incentivizing, giving cops extra, I think like extra $5,000 in pay because of the risk they're taking. I mean, you know, isn't this kind of interesting? You know, you have people crying for defunding the police. And yet you have then police departments having to now financially incentivize to keep them. You know, I mean, you see what's going on here? You know, sometimes the more we try to progress, the more we try to fix things, you end up making more of a mess. So now we have New York City, and New York City cops are feeling unloved. And they're saying, forget about it. You know, and so they're probably thinking about this. Now, we're being told, and there's been statements going out of the police department saying, no, there's no such thing, and, you know, cops are going to be there, it's that not going to happen. But, you know, from what we're getting, there's apparently this plan that July 4th, which is going to be probably one of the craziest days this summer with fireworks and all that, might not really have a lot of cops on duty. And so if I was in New York City, I would probably be kind of careful because there might be mayhem that day. And, you know, maybe not. Here's the thing. If I was a police department, you got to be really, really careful with that. You know, because, you know, there's that whole boy who cried wolf. You know, if people think there's going to be cops and there's not going to be cops, you know, they're going to be like, okay, well, let's lay low July 1st, July 2nd, July 3rd, because July 4th, we're going to plan some stuff. And then if the cops actually are there, they're going to be like, wait a second, we could have caused mayhem this whole time. And then July 5th is going to be a bad day. So it'll kind of be interesting to see what happens. But we're seeing pictures and videos of people using illegal fireworks as weapons. I mean, actually shooting illegal fireworks at each other. Now, there's this campaign going across the United States saying, you light it, we write it. Basically, if you get caught with an illegal firework, you're in trouble. And you're going to be fined, I think, anywhere from $500 to $2,500, depending on where you live. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it's really, really interesting, you know, because I have dogs and cats and all that, and they hear stuff that I don't. So while I'm watching TV or I'm writing an article or whatever, all of a sudden you hear cracks, right, you know, and pops, and I can't reproduce the sound. And it's, you know, like April 20th, right, and we're in lockdown. I'm like, what? You know, I always double check. It goes, is it July 4th? You know, I'm missing because I love fireworks. I love going out to fireworks. And I am hearing fireworks every night where I live. Now, it's because Vegas is kind of like a bowl where you have the center of the city that has all the center of the city, and it still remains roughly the center, has the strip and the resort corridor, and then the city keeps growing around it. You know how like a tree keeps growing those lines, and that's how you age a tree, by counting the lines? Las Vegas does that, where it keeps growing out, and it keeps growing out fairly equidistantly using that center point, you know, of the strip. And so it's desert, so we keep expanding out into the desert. So people go out into the desert, and then they light fireworks. fireworks. The problem is we do have shrubbery, we do have plants, and the higher the desert, the more there's trees. And, you know, we really don't want to start the fires and the wildfires, and this is wildfire season. California always seems to get a fire this time of year. Look at what's happening in Arizona. So the authorities are trying to be preemptive and try to stop firework use. And it's, you know... You know, we got so much on our plate right now. You know, we got the economy, we got COVID, we got protests, we got, you know, just people still not getting unemployment insurance. And, you know, now the big issue is illegal fireworks. You know, I mean, really, do you want to, after everything we've been through, really want to go to jail or be fined because you got caught? What are those, Roman candles? And I don't even know all the names of the fireworks. Really, people? And then honestly, they're using them as weapons in New York City, you know? Makes no sense. But, you know, going back to these police officers and, I, you know, and what's happening. And you know, you see, like I said, in, you know, Atlanta, they're trying to incentivize cops. You know, with New York, you know, there's all these threats of budget cuts. And you know, there's going to be some big decisions being made when it comes to law enforcement and how our cities are being policed. And I think, you know, from what I'm picking up when I interview people, and I try to get the lay of the land, is I think a lot of the entities that are running things don't know what the hell they're doing. And I think a lot of law enforcement is thinking, you know, should we just take a step back? And they think the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Should we just take a step back and let them look and peer over the fence and see what happens if we take one day off? Or 1 week off or 1 month off. You know, I haven't seen an infographic, but I'm sure it's going to come where somebody is going to show what millions or billions of dollars, you know, being defunded from law enforcement would look like. Now, I mean, mind you, you know, I get it. People are really, really upset, you know, with you know, how, you know, inmates are treated and how, you know, people are, you know, subdued and restrained and chokeholds and all that. So police reform is coming. And the funny thing is there's a lot of law enforcement that are for some of these reform measures. But when you start saying, let's just fire them and let's just not give them money and let's cut their shifts and cut their pay and, you know, make them liable, you know, if they try to defend, you know, themselves or do their job or second guess or whatever. I mean, you know, it's at some point, many of these officers are going to say, to heck with this. We're, you know, hearing a lot of rumblings of people saying, I'm going to take early retirement. I'm done. It's not the same. I told you that's what happened in medicine. A lot of doctors after Obamacare said, you know what, we're out. It's you know what, this is not what I signed up for. This is not what I pledged my life. I'm putting my life on the line. And, you know, this is how people are treated in medicine. We're out. And so I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of law enforcement does that. How is Chaz going or CHOP in Seattle? We're seeing things on social media where people are getting robbed. It doesn't seem to be that utopia that it was supposed to be. And, you know, and mind you, I'm always an advocate of, you know, doctors helping kind of, you know, police themselves and, you know, cops, you know, let those of us who are in the industry help make reform. But I think we have a lot of people that don't know what they're doing, and they're the ones making the reform. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.